It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Rodeo takes place September 27th through the 29th, representing not only a memorable experience for participants and the community, but also strengthening the relationship between law enforcement and the community. Here to tell us more is San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Pepper. Glad to be here.
Sheriff Dykus, start by giving us a brief history of the Sheriff's Rodeo.
Pepper, we've had a rodeo since 1957, but what's unique is we're actually going into the 25th anniversary of us being a sanctioned rodeo by the PRCA, or the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. What's unique about that and why that's so important is we put on a professional rodeo that's televised on the Cowboy Channel, and we have professional rodeo participants. And what's very unique about our rodeo is we are the last stop for the professional rodeo cowboys before they go to the national finals rodeo in Las Vegas.
So this rodeo is a big deal.
It's a very big deal for the sport, and for the sheriff's department individually, it's even a bigger deal because this is one of the largest philanthropic arms that we have for children's charities across the Inland Empire. Even while we do the rodeo across the street, we fund the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America to be there at their camp weekend for all 3 days that the rodeo are going. We're actually interacting with those kids during the day and showing them the sport of rodeo.
What sets the Sheriff's Rodeo apart from other rodeos in the area?
Well, it is that PRCA classification is one, but I think what we need to know in terms of the community is we have the Norco Rodeo in Riverside County. We have the Hesperia Rodeo. We have the County Fair, Future Farmers of America, 4-H. We have great relationships with all of those folks that enjoy the Western lifestyle. And if you look at it from a culture, our Hispanic culture, where we came from, even as the Sheriff's Department, back to the days of posses, these are things that are culturally happening in our community. And we're able to put on and showcase a 3-day event and really show what the sport of rodeo is about. But the part about the kids, we're also showing them agricultural jobs and things people normally don't think of, and giving them mentors and people to aspire to. And I'm not talking about just straight-A students that come to these things. We're talking about at-risk kids where we work with big brothers and big sisters to come out with the kids that they're mentoring and really show them all the different things that go on with the Western lifestyle, with jobs that come along with that, like being a farrier, for instance. And then the profession of rodeo in terms of being able to be a roper, a bronc rider, all these things. And it's very exciting for us.
What is attendance like at the rodeo?
So in recent years, especially coming out of the pandemic, we've been sold out for all 3 days, which is really amazing. And for me as the sheriff, to be able to interact with our community that way, and you're seeing, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people show up daily to this rodeo, that's a big deal. And it allows my deputies to interact with them. It allows the professional cowboys to interact with our community. And it's a very kind of wholesome environment is the best way to be able to explain it. Our sheriff's union, SEBA, puts on a kids zone. So when you bring your kids, they have a place to go and play and have a good time. And then, of course, mom and dad have adult activities they can participate in as well.
What is your favorite part about the rodeo, and why is it the after rodeo dance party that I'll be hosting on Friday night?
So one of my favorite parts are, as you know, we're all trying to live our lives. Things seem very hectic and frankly unstable. At the rodeo, we provide that safe, very stable environment for people to actually be able to relax and enjoy themselves and get to come hang out with you during that dance party. So again, when we talk about mom and dad being able to spend some evening time together, as the sheriff, I appreciate being able to provide those things to all of our community members, no matter what your walk of life is, to let them show there is a different side and a different heart of law enforcement. It isn't what you see on TV all the time about the arrest or the officer-involved shooting. what it is about us actively being participants in the community and enjoying a very fun and inviting environment.
Tell us about the charities that benefit from the Sheriff's Rodeo.
Most of them are children's charities, and I'll just go over some of them for you here real quick. A number of them are FFA, I mentioned Future Farmers of America, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Girl Scouts, the Children's Fund, High School Rodeo, Golden Circle of Champions, and that one's near and dear to us because we're talking about pediatric cancer. And you see at every rodeo, we wear these gold wild rags around our necks. What that's symbolizing are those children here locally that are suffering from pediatric cancer. And unfortunately, we just had one of our young men that had pediatric cancer pass away. So this charity is near and dear to us to be able to do that. And we have a lot of our employees that are involved in making their life better. And then, as I mentioned, the Boys and Girl Scouts of America and taking care of the jamboree and things that are going on during the rodeo.
And you're talking about Tristan, who absolutely loved the rodeo and the Western lifestyle.
Yes. And I attended Tristan's funeral. And I can tell you, it still chokes me up when I think about it. And I think about all the times that I would go to the rodeo in the off hours and see him out there with the Boy Scouts, with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters and the kids that were being mentored in that program, and watching Tristan, even though he wasn't feeling well or doing anything else, teach those kids to rope. And I will forever have that image of him emblazoned in my mind. And that's truly the heart of our rodeo.
Now, you also use this platform that you have at the Sheriff's Rodeo to bring awareness to some important causes. Can you tell us about why we're going to see people wearing purple on the Friday night event and why pink on the Saturday night event, et cetera?
Absolutely. So there are a few things we showcase every night. One, and when we're talking about purple, we're talking about the Man Up Crusade is also another sponsor, and that's really us taking a stand against domestic violence. And so you'll see all of the rodeo committee, you'll see me wearing our purple shirts, and we make sure that some of that money that we get in the rodeo goes to shelters for women experiencing domestic violence and making sure we're reinvesting in the community to try to help victims. When we wear pink, we're focusing on breast cancer. That's a night that's near and dear to me. In 2017, I lost my wife to breast cancer, and we were married for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And to keep her memory alive, I really promote this event, but we're also able to do practical things like turn around and invest in people that help my wife. She survived 7 years with this. If this was the 1970s, you wouldn't even be able to see that. And that's largely because of professionals at Loma Linda, who is obviously local here in San Bernardino County, the Susan Komen Foundation, and the Believe Walk from Stater Brothers Charities, and really being able to invest in our community, because 1 in 6 women suffer from this. And to be able to invest and really protect them and allow for the latest and greatest medical research to be funded, that's a huge deal, and we love to be a part of that.
And how about on Sunday?
On Sunday, that's dedicated to first responders. So talking about our firefighters and our law enforcement and really featuring them for what they do day in and day out. As I mentioned, it seems if you watch the news, things aren't stable in the world. But the reality is our deputy sheriffs, our police officers, our firefighters, the men and women that are involved in public safety and take care of us while we all sleep soundly, it's really a day to appreciate them and thank them for what's going on and remind them that we as the community know they are the stability of our communities now.
Tell us about the impact that the rodeo has on the local community, both economically and culturally.
I touch a little bit on the cultural aspects of this. I mean, San Bernardino County, this is where we're from. We were settled really as the Wild West, if you will, going all the way back to the start of the Sheriff's Department, 1853, when you would have to call up a posse and go after the bad guys and a number of those things. So culturally, it's significant. But when we're talking about what it does, it is an economic engine and driver. It is an entertainment event. So we have places for vendors to be able to come in, display their wares. People come and have a great environment to go shopping in. And then we're turning that money around and we're donating it to 501c3s. And can you imagine, it's the economic engine that's not just being driven in San Bernardino County, but with that transfer that goes into Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo and all the people that are watching that sport. It really is a go-to event.
What events do you have specifically for children?
So we have mutton busting and a few things that go during the day, and what we also call slack. So when we talk about the Boy Scouts being across the street and the Girl Scouts being across the street, we bring them over for slack events. And what slack is those cowboys and cowgirls that may not have made it into the big show based on their time or their points or whatever it is actually still being able to allow them to compete and then bring the kids in to see that competition from a different level. And really what these athletes put into the practice and the time and, of course, their events. So being able to share that with them is a big deal for us.
And how about events that are geared toward adults?
Again, being able to take care of the adults and have them come in. Number one, the competition in and of itself, those are mostly adults, both men and women that participate in that. And then also, again, an entertainment value. How many places can you go right now at a very minimal cost to be able to get entertainment that's going to last for hours and actually take you into the evening? So, and having a shopping experience like we talked about. I mean, it really is. It's just a lot of fun. And I'll call it, it's that Western vibe. If you get that, even if you're not a horse person, you get that Western vibe that you're there, you're excited. And let's face it, ever since Yellowstone came out, everybody's wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. Why not come out to the rodeo and take a look at all the newest and latest and greatest things?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The San Bernardino Sheriff's Rodeo takes place September 27th through the 29th. How can we get tickets for this event?
The best way to get tickets is, and the only way to get tickets is online, and go to sheriffsrodeo.com.
And are there any sponsors that are involved with this?
You know, we are so blessed to have a number of very generous sponsors. We're going to start off with our lead sponsors, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, Stater Brothers Charities, the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians, and the County of San Bernardino. I can't thank our Board of Supervisors enough for allowing us to be able to put on this event for our community, but their support in allowing my staff and the Rodeo Committee to be able to put this on at the Rodeo Grounds in San Bernardino County is amazing. And just the fact that we're all in together shows that county government's alive and well and looking out for our citizens.
I'm speaking with San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus about the Sheriff's Rodeo, which is coming up at the end of the month. Finally, Sheriff Dykus, I wanted to ask you, what is the one thing you wish the public knew about your job?
Pepper, I appreciate you asking that, because I think both for myself and my deputies, when we talk about, I'll just say, unsettledness or turmoil that we see day in and day out, whether it's crime-related, politics, or a number of things, I would like you and your listeners to know that we meet these things in the street and we look at them through a humanitarian lens. We certainly want to make sure that our public that's just trying to live their lives and raise their family are in a safe manner. And that's my responsibility as the sheriff, that they're able to go to Walmart and not look over their shoulders. And we know that's hard to do right now. And at the same time, use that same humanitarian lens for those that are drug addicted and a number of things. And I believe, unfortunately, that a lot of policies that have changed have really exacerbated that condition. But please know we're in the streets. We're built for this. And we are going to do our very best to make sure the quality of life in San Bernardino County is maintained to the level that the citizens expect here.
On behalf of everyone at KFROG, I want to thank you for your service. Thank you for having KFROG be part of the Sheriff's Rodeo. I'm excited to host the After Rodeo Dance Party on Friday night. There's a great band who's going to be playing, good friends of ours, Shotgun Jefferson, and we are looking forward to this event. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely, Pepper, and we're looking to have a good time with you as always.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.